Thank you for calling iStart Fiber. My name is Kimberly. How may I assist you today?
I would like to find out about this program. Do you have a phone line? Do we have a phone line if we have this service?
Yes, you can add on a phone line.
How much that would cost monthly?
It just depends on what you get, ma'am. The prices vary.
You have a Wi-Fi TV program on this? Just Wi-Fi?
Just Wi-Fi.
And the phone?
You add on the phone.
You add on the phone. So how would that work?
You can either get a base plan, and I believe the base plan is around $80, and then to add the phone, it's an additional maybe $30 or $40.
But I see a plan here for $59.99.
Okay, if you see a plan for that price.
That's what they send paper to you, so it's a scam. They send paper out to 50.
Oh, okay. There may be a special going on then.
No contract, 2-year guarantee, local service equipment, and Wi-Fi includes plus free install.
Okay. And would you like to sign up for services today?
Huh?
So would you like to sign?
I'm checking it out. I'm not going to jump and do things and I don't get the real good talk about it.
I understand.
No contract. They said no contract, 2-year plus guarantee. So you got this for $59.99 for 2 years. After 2 years, what's going to happen? The price is going to go up?
It does not tell us what happens after 2 years.
That's the problem. Well, I need to live above and beyond now and further on to know what is the game plan.
Well, you may want to try to call back earlier in the day, and you can reach customer service, and customer service will be able to tell you that information.
All right. Okay, I don't have to arrest you. You're just the peon, what you would call it. All right, tomorrow I'll try and call them. For I have to use my head on their head for this is a game. These companies come in and they want you to grab onto them, but at the same time, by the time you look around, everything changed. I'm not into that game plan.
I understand.
Yeah. So what do you think about this company since you work with it? It's a good company?
And yes, ma'am, it seems like a fairly good company.
How long are you working with them?
A couple months.
You're in Kingston?
Ma'am?
This company is in Kingston now, right?
Lincoln? Is it in Lincoln now? I believe so, ma'am.
So where are you at now?
Where am I located?
Yes.
We're not allowed to disclose our location.
Oh, okay. Well, we need to know what problem I'm dealing with, for I can be talking to you and you live in Texas. And you have a business here. Because it's the same thing happened when I have my solar company.
Yes,
the
ma'am.
Solar company was in Texas, and they're doing business up here. My roof damaged, and they don't want to come up here to take off the panel to let me get to do my roof. So I have problem with company. That's why I'm searching out this. So if something go wrong, I need the person to be in the area to take care of the business. You understand
what
I'm saying?
I absolutely do.
So it's not your problem, it's my problem.
No, I'm not saying that, but I do understand the way companies go. I think that a lot of issues are outsourced to make sure that there is customer service and issues to be resolved around the clock instead of at a particular time or a cutoff time.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, this is what's going on with this company. And the thing is, when my roof to put on, they don't want to pay because they take over the company in 5 years. They buy it out. Maybe the same people change name and have the company and don't want to deal with the people and who was with them before. And that's the runaround. And I don't like that. I know I see this the truck and over by IBM, like they have a shop or what office they're gonna have over there. So, you know, but I don't like all these company, and some of them are like a lawyer or
Yes, ma'am.
whatever, so they can cover their ass, and it shouldn't be.
Excuse me.
Fear is fear. A lawyer
Yes, ma'am.
cannot be running a company and throwing other people under the bus just to make money. It's not right. Cover up their fault and their problem and change contract and all of these things. Okay then.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
It was a pleasure speaking with you this evening, and thank you so much for calling Archtop.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All the